The Great Gildersleeve. A special rebroadcast for all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. Listen to another amazing episode in the life of the Great Gildersleeve. Now, what of the Great Gildersleeve?
Well, there's a little ceremony they go through at Gildersleeve's house every now and then. It starts before breakfast, and it goes like this.
Oh, my goodness, here he comes. Miss Marjorie, honey, call your uncle, quick.
Uncle Mort? Leroy, call Uncle Mort.
He's upstairs shaving.
I don't care. Call him.
Hey,
what do you want?
Tell him here he comes.
Tell him here he comes.
Tell him here he comes.
Here who comes? Don't stand down there and shout at me. Who's coming?
Who's coming?
Who's coming?
The garbage man.
The garbage man.
The garbage man.
The garbage man. Oh, my goodness. I clean forgot.
We missed him last time. We missed him again. We'll have to move.
Run out and stop him, Bertie. Tell him to wait. I'll be right down.
He'll be right down.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Gildersleeve. I've got a little more for you.
Well, let's have it, Bertie. Let's have it. Is he waiting, Leroy?
Yeah, he's out there.
Here you are.
Yeah, lift that cover, Leroy. You're a big boy now, Leroy. I don't see why you can't tend to these things. You should have carried this out last night.
It's heavy, Unc. I might sprain myself.
Yeah, out of the way. Nobody does any work around here but me.
Oh, gosh, I'm only a boy.
Here, grab hold. Give me a hand with this.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Run ahead, Leroy, and tell him to wait.
Unc says to wait.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Yeah, who does he think he is? Leroy, get down off of there. I told you not to climb on wagons.
I wasn't climbing.
I saw you.
I was just looking.
Come on, let's have that sail.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Sorry to keep you waiting. I forgot it was Thursday.
They all forget. Whoa there. Hey, wait a minute. I can't accept this.
What do you mean?
What's the idea of putting tin cans in the garbage?
Listen, are you going to tell me how to run my garbage?
I can't accept it.
Well, I'd like to know why not.
Because we feed that stuff to hogs. You want to kill them?
Now, just a minute. I'm a taxpayer here.
No tin cans, no paper, no bottles. That's the rule.
Listen, brother, I'm a taxpayer and you're working for me. I'll thank you to keep a civil tongue in your head.
And you can keep your garbage.
I've got a good mind to report you.
Go ahead. Get out.
You pay! Wait a minute. Come back here. All right, this garbage is going to stay here, you understand? Right here in the street. I hope the neighbors complain. I hope they call the Board of Health.
That's telling them, Uncle.
You keep out of this. Come on inside and eat your breakfast. Well, go on, dictator. That's an outrage, that's what it is. Darned outrage. Pass the sugar.
Leroy, the sugar. Right in front of him.
If I ran the water department the way they run the Department of Sanitation, where do they get off to sell our garbage anyway?
But, Uncle, it's no good to us as long as they get rid of it.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand it, but it's probably a swindle of some kind. All kinds of rackets these days. For all I know, there's a black market in garbage. Leroy, I asked you for the sugar. How many times do I have
to... It's right under your nose.
Oh, if... All I do is pay the bills around here.
Ready for the eggs, Miss Gildersleeve?
I just started on my cereal, Bertie. It's taken me so long to get the sugar.
Well, I'll take them out and keep them warm then.
No. Just put them down. I don't want to be a bother to anybody. I'll eat them cold.
Yes.
Wait a minute. No bacon, Bertie?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Well, you can't eat eggs without bacon. These gods, what's bacon and eggs without bacon?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I ain't been able to buy any bacon in the store for pretty near a week now.
What?
That's a fact. The man said he might be able to let me have a few slices tomorrow.
Oh, he did. Well, that's very sweet of him. How would he like it if we took our trade somewhere else? Just ask him that, Bertie.
There ain't no place else to take it, Mr. Gildersleeve. None of the stores got any bacon. You hardly got any kind of meat at all.
Gosh, Bertie, you have to have bacon. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Mr. Gildersleeve. Looks like we're going to do without.
No bacon. Gosh, bacon and eggs, liver and bacon, hot cakes with bacon. Everything depends on bacon. Well, children, I guess we're going to have to tighten our belts, that's all. Maybe we better plan another victory garden this year.
We can't plant bacon.
No, we can't. But I'll tell you what we could do.
What?
We could raise pigs.
Yeah, how about it?
Oh, Uncle Mort, pigs are so dirty.
Nonsense, my dear. That's nothing but a superstition. Pig is one of the cleanest animals alive. If you give them a chance. Now, you could tend them, Leroy. How'd you like to be a swine herd?
No one's going to get around to me sometime.
Well, there's no work to it. All you do, you build a pigsty, and once a day you throw in the garbage. Say, by George, that's it. That's how we get rid of our garbage. We feed the pigs, and it costs us nothing. And in 3 months, bacon. Oh, we can eat. Now, how can we get a hold of a pig?
Where do you write somewhere for them? Jeff Roebuck.
I know. I'll ask Floyd Munson. His brother Earl used to be a butcher. Maybe he's got some contacts.
I didn't know Floyd's brother was a butcher.
How do you think Floyd got to be a barber? Hey, yes, sir. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll just stop in and see Floyd on the way downtown.
Excuse me, ain't you going to have your second cup of coffee?
Not this morning, Bertie. I'm in a bit of a hurry. Got to see a man about a pig.
Did he say pig?
You stick with me, Bertie, and you'll be eating bacon when everybody else in this town is biting his nails.
Yes, sure, Commissioner. You know me. I'm glad to do you a favor anytime. Only thing is, my brother Earl's in the service now.
Yeah, I know, Floyd.
So I've been kind of out of touch with meat lately. However, as a fellow's got the meat department over at...
I don't think you understand, Floyd. What I want is a live pig.
Oh, live, you say? Well, now there, my cousin might be able to help you out. The one that used to run the livery stable? It's got a little place just outside of town. Remember the...
He's the one we borrowed the sleigh from?
That's him. Got a little place there, 4 or 5 acres, cows and chickens and so on. Nothing much, but it's a living, you know what I mean? I'm sure he'd be glad to loan you the use of a pig.
I don't want to borrow a pig, Floyd. I want to buy one.
Oh, I thought maybe you was going to play a joke on somebody. You know, grease them, maybe, and turn them loose in the meeting.
Nothing like that.
Well, if I ain't being too inquisitive, Commissioner...
It's in the nature of an investment, Floyd. An investment for the future.
Oh, hogs going up?
How should I know?
Well, you get around the city hall there. I thought you might have heard something.
This has nothing to do with that. I'm buying this pig for my own personal use, Floyd. In due course, I hope to eat him.
Well, now you're talking. Why don't you go out and see my cousin there? He might be able to put you next to a good pig if he ain't got one himself. I tell you what. Tell you what I'll do. You drop by for me around closing time, and I'll go out there with you.
Good idea. I'll do it. Thanks, Floyd. Thanks very much.
Glad to do you the favor, Commissioner. Glad to do you the favor. Just remember, it was me that did it for you. That's all. Okay, thanks, Irene.
What's the dope, Floyd?
Cousin ain't home. Talked to his wife. Says there ain't but one left out of the litter. They sold the rest. Says we can go around back and look at it, though. It's for sale.
Well, let's go.
This way.
You know, maybe I ought to have 2 pigs, Floyd. What do you think?
2 would breed faster. Maybe you could, pick up another someplace.
Yeah, I could always advertise.
Yeah.
Well, this looks like the sty. Where's the pig?
You know, summer's around, if my nose don't deceive me. Maybe under the shelter there.
Oh, brother, you're right. Look there, Floyd, back in the corner. Right as big as a house.
Oh, no. That's the sow. The little one there is yours.
Where? I don't even see it.
On the other side, pushing up against her there.
That little one?
Well, what do you want for 2 weeks old? Give it time. It'll grow. Look at the mother.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
How do I get it?
I guess you go in there after it.
That big old sow lying there?
She won't hurt you.
Listen, I've heard of people getting their leg bitten off by sows when they were mad. particularly if you molest her young.
Oh, she won't hurt you. I'd walk right up to her if I wanted to.
Go ahead, then.
I don't want to.
You're a fine friend, Floyd.
Well, it's your pig.
Well, it's your cousin.
Now, don't tell me you're afraid, Commissioner. Not the great Gildersleeve.
No, I'm not afraid, only... Well, open the gate. She's looking at me.
Well, sure. Sure she's looking at you. What of it? You're looking at her, ain't you? What are you scared of?
I don't like her expression.
Pigs ain't got no expression.
Here, yeah, piggy, piggy, piggy. Nice, piggy. Piggy, piggy, piggy. Come on, piggy.
Doesn't want to come.
Why don't you just make a quick grab?
Oh, no, that's no way.
Here, yeah, piggy.
Oink, oink, oink.
You never fool them that way. Sneak up on them.
Well, you say so. Wait a minute. Floyd.
Yeah?
That big one. How do we know she's a sow? How do we know she's not a boar?
You got my cousin's word for it.
Well, here I go. Now, don't get alarmed, madam. I'm not going to hurt your child. I'm not going to molest your young.
Grab him.
I got him. I got the little devil. Slippery. Gee, let me out of here.
We'll be with us again in just a few seconds. The great Gildersleeve and his experiment in homegrown pork. 2 days have passed since the arrival of the pig, whom we find now in the parlor with Leroy.
No, no, don't, Ryder. That's a good boy. Now, when I say beg, sit up like this. No, Tiger, don't say anything until you sit up. Look, I'll show you. Sit on your hind feet like this, and then go oink, oink.
Oh, Leroy!
What?
Where's that pig?
Geez. In here, Bertie!
What? Leroy, I don't think your uncle's gonna like this.
Like what?
This pig's sitting around in the parlor. The parlor's no place for pigs, and you know it.
Oh, Bertie, he isn't sitting around. I'm watching him. Besides, it's too cold for him to be outdoors today.
Pigs don't mind the cold, Leroy. They don't even feel it.
No, I'll take him out after a while. I'm training him.
Training him? Leroy, the smartest pig in the world, ain't got sense enough to come out of a mud hole. You can't teach a pig anything.
Who says you can't? Hello, Tiger. Nice tiger.
I know you can train him, Bertie. There were some pigs in the circus last year, and they did all kinds of tricks.
Sure.
What did they do?
Oh, they walked up some steps and then slid down a slide. They were awfully cute.
Oink, oink.
Have you eaten anything yet?
No.
I guess he's still nervous in his new surroundings.
I never heard of a nervous pig. I bet he's sick. Yesterday, they sold your uncle a sick pig.
Well, he's not so nervous anymore. He comes when I call him.
Look, I say.
Here, Tiger! Here, Tiger!
That's funny.
A few minutes ago, he was perfect.
Wait a minute. Let me try it. Nice piggy. Come to Marjorie.
Don't call him a pig, Marge. He probably doesn't like to be reminded of it. Use his name.
Here, Tiger. Here, Tiger.
Hey, wait a minute. I got another idea. Watch this.
Oink, oink.
Good tiger! You see, you gotta speak his language.
Well, you're the boy that can do it.
Come on in, Judd.
Thank you, Gilda.
Hey, Aunt, look, I've already told him to come when I call.
What's that, Leroy?
Leroy.
What's the matter?
I will not have the pig in the parlor.
I told him to scare me.
Well, so you got your livestock in here. Type of primitive, isn't it?
This was not my idea, Horace. Leroy, get the pig out of here.
I told you, Miss Gilfley.
Yes, Bertie. Go on, Leroy. Get him out.
But, Auntie, it's an awfully cold day for him to be outdoors.
That's right, Auntie. He might get pneumonia.
That's ridiculous. Nature intended pigs to live outdoors.
I told him that, too, Miss Gilfley.
I'm sure you did, Bertie. Just let me handle this.
Yes, sir. I'll go tend to my regular business.
Now, Leroy, take the pig out and put him in the backyard.
Okay.
And you might let me look at him first, Throckmorton, as long as he's here. I was brought up on a farm, you know.
I know, Judge.
Well, let's see him, Leroy. Come here, sonny.
His name is Tiger.
Oh. Tiger seems pretty small.
He'll put on weight as soon as he starts eating.
What are you going to feed him?
Well, garbage, eventually. He hasn't learned to like it yet. I spoke to Peavy, and he's bringing around some stuff he says will be just the thing.
Oink, oink.
All right, Leroy, take your little friend outside.
Okay. Come on, Mark. Let's see if we can get him to stay in his bed.
He doesn't seem to like that either.
The judge, what do you think of him?
What do I think of him? I wouldn't give you 2 red points for him, all cooked and ready to serve.
Well, he'll grow. He's not going to die of lonesomeness either.
Oh, Gildy, you're not thinking of raising a whole flock of pigs.
You can't stop nature, Judge. This must be Peavy. Wait till he sees our little pig.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, I just stopped by with that pig prescription.
Great. Come on in, Peavy. Glad to see you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Judge.
Hello, Peavy. You think you can cure this new member of the Gildersleeve family?
Yes. Watch your step, Horace. You think you can fix us up, Peavy?
I wasn't sick, is he?
Oh, no, just a picky appetite. I want to get him onto his regular diet as soon as I can.
Well, I've got something here that ought to start him feeding. Stuff called baby moth.
Baby moth?
It's put up for babies, but it's going to do just as well for an infant pig. Supposed to be very stimulating to the appetite. Care for a smell?
No, thanks, Peavy.
Judge, smells delicious.
No, thank you.
The question is not how it smells to me, but how it smells to a pig, Peavy. 2 very different things.
Well, you may be right.
Well, whatever it is, you better have some, and right away. He hasn't eaten since he's been here. Oh, Bertie.
Come in, Miss Gilfrey. Yes, sir. You want something?
Ask Leroy to bring the pig in here, please, Bertie.
And we'll need a pan with a little milk in it, too, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
You better warm the milk a little, Bertie.
Yes, sir. He already turned up his nose at some milk this morning, Mr. Gilfrey.
Well, we're putting something with it, Bertie. Give it a little zinc.
Okay, you the doctor. Oh, no, but it seems like this house is crazy or anything.
Once this pig starts eating, Peavy, we got the meat shortage licked. Ever raised pigs?
No, but I did raise chickens once back in 1918.
Oh, chickens. Well, I like pigs better. More variety.
Maybe so. All I know is we started off with 50 cents worth of chicks, and in 3 months they looked just like the chickens at the butcher's, except that they were walking around.
Why, George, maybe you ought to raise pigs and chickens. Are they good eating, Peavy?
I never found out, Mr. Gillespie. Mrs. Peavy got so fond of them when they lived in it. They died of old age, finally.
Gosh, Uncle Mort, I'm glad you told me to bring him in. He was starting to shiver out there.
Well, a little food's all he needs. Here, just put the pan of milk on the floor, Marjorie.
Hold on to the pig, Leroy. We don't want him stepping in it.
Okay.
Now, how much of this stuff, Peavy?
Well, we'll start off with just a little. Yeah, just that's enough. Now, put him down in front of it, Leroy, so he can get the aroma.
Okay. Here we are, Tiger. Nice warm supper Mr. Peavy fixed for you. Oink, 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 Tiger?
Yeah, leave him alone, Leroy. He may try for it in a minute.
I don't think he likes it.
I'm afraid you're right, Leroy. Well, leave the rest of the bottle anyway, Mr. Gillespie. He may grow up to it.
I suppose I have to keep it now it's open. How much is the stuff, Peavy?
Well, it's, $6.50. It's got minerals in it.
What, platinum? No. Only paid $10 for the whole pig.
$10 for the pig, $6 for the baby malt. Pig weighs 3 pounds. That's $5 a pound for bacon.
Leroy, time for you to go to bed.
I don't feel like going to bed, Unc. I'm worried about Tiger.
Well, don't worry about him. He'll start eating tomorrow.
I think maybe he's sick, Unc. He's shivering again.
How would it be if Tiger slept with me, Unc? Then he'd be nice and warm.
No, Leroy.
Oh, gee, why not?
You wouldn't sleep a wink, and neither would the pig.
Hey, yes, he would.
What makes you think so?
He slept with me last night.
Leroy!
He slept small. I heard him snoring.
Was that the pig? I thought it was you, Unc.
My dear, I do not snore.
Are you kidding?
You. Stop this nonsense. I've let you put the pig's bed in the cellar. Now, that's enough. Just put him down there and then go to bed yourself.
Oh, gee, Unc. Well, come on, Tiger. Where are you going?
Yes.
It's me. He's catching cold. Tiger!
Yes. Gee, sounds bad, doesn't it?
He's sick. I bet he's got a temperature.
Now, Leroy, let's not get excited. The pig may have a little cold, that's all.
He said it feels hot.
His mouth is dry. I better sit up with him, Unc.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
I couldn't sleep anyway. Not with him down in the cellar, sneezing and wheezing all by himself. Sounds pretty weak, Unc.
Huh?
Don't worry, Tiger. We'll pull you through. You don't think he's going to get pneumonia, do you, Unc?
Now, Leroy, don't worry about it. You run along to bed, and I'll sit up with the pig if I have to.
Will you? Honest, Unc?
Yeah, now run along, will you? You too, Marjorie.
You're sure you don't want me to stay down with you?
No, no, run along.
Okay. Here, you hold him under here, this way.
Huh? All right.
Good night, Tiger. I hope you feel better in the morning. Oink, oink. Good night, Uncle Mort.
Oink, oink, Leroy. You comfortable, Tiger? Let's see. This little part is pork chop. This little part is ham. This little part along here is bacon. Man, oh, man. Cute little fella. Blue eyes. Almost ashamed to eat him. Oink, oink, Tiger.
Oink?
Well, that's better. Now we understand each other. You gotta get your sleep, young man. You'll never grow up to be bacon and lard and pork chops and ham. Well, now you got a pig to go to sleep. Tell him a bedtime story, I guess. Let me see. Once upon a time, there was a little pig. Quite a handsome little pig. With a black spot. Right in the middle of his little forehead. Just like you. He lived in a cottage near the edge of a big forest. Mm-hmm. And one day, while he was out picking strawberries for his breakfast, he saw a little old woman in a gray cloak coming toward him. Well, thought the little pig, maybe this is my fairy godmother. Ah, but he was wrong. She was a butcher in disguise. Anyway, he went up to her and... Well, asleep already. Darn it, I don't dare put him down. He'll wake up. That's it. Sleep, Tiger. Good little pig. Sleep and get fat, Tiger. Mm-hmm. Lights on in broad daylight.
Smell bacon.
Uh-oh, where's the pig?
Miss Gildersleeve!
I'm in here, Bertie.
In here? Mr. Gildersleeve, you've been down here all night?
I guess so. I thought I smelled bacon. You didn't cook the pig, did you?
No, sir. That was the bacon you brought home yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Well, where's the pig?
He's running around the kitchen just as frisky as a jaybird.
You mean he's all right?
He sure is. I got him eating at last. I found the only thing to eat nice.
Hooray! What's he eating, Bertie?
The bacon.
Bacon!
Of the Great Gildersleeve was produced in the United States of America.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.